It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
This is definitely a first on the show. Everything evolves, right?
True.
And the Awkward Tuesday phone call has apparently mated with the second date, and now we're doing some weird kind of hybrid. If you missed the first part of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Suzanne is on the phone, and she thinks that her boyfriend might be cheating on her because she saw some text messages between him and another woman named Bianca. They seemed very flirty to her. They had coffee, and then there was a text from her saying that she had fun, and then she sent a picture of her on another day with a coffee cup in hand saying, "I wish you were here too." He hasn't responded to her last text, but Suzanne wants us to pretend to do a second date with him about Bianca to see if they are actually starting to date and he's cheating.
Very sneaky.
It is sneaky. And that's what we're about to do. So,
but it's an awkward Tuesday, though.
Yeah, but it is an awkward Tuesday. Remember that.
Okay.
But it's going to start off like a second date.
Oh, my God. Nobody's confused. Everyone's just nervous, I think, at this point.
Suzanne, this is the first time we've ever done this, so there's a 99% chance that I might screw it up, okay?
Okay.
You know he's going to say Suzanne instead of Bianca the entire time. Like, he's really bad with names,
God.
Suzanne. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just have a question, because you seem like a really calm person. Are you going to be able to hold it together if you hear something, I don't know, bad?
I mean, I can keep myself on mute.
Okay. That's an option.
Yeah, just don't start cussing out of the blue.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, let me see. Well, before you jump in or anything, let me see if I can get him to, like, dig his own ditch. And then you can jump in, okay?
Yeah.
And then if he isn't, I have no idea how to get out of that.
Oh, my God. You have to tell him the truth if he isn't.
I mean, I think that, you know, as long as it's nothing, like, I'll be able to, you know, calm myself down to approach him about it eventually.
Oh, I hope that's the case for you.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and pretend to do a second date in your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll throw a phone tap in there for good measure somehow. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Brett, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Brett, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Radio show?
Yeah.
Did I, like, win something?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm calling you today, Brett, because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date. Have you ever heard anything like that?
No.
Okay. What that is if you go on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is.
Yeah, well, a little creepy.
Anyway, we got an email about you from a girl named Bianca wondering why you're not responding to her text messages.
Okay, wait, hang on. Wait, did you say Bianca?
Bianca, yeah. She's wondering why you're not texting her back.
What do you mean not texting her back? I mean, let me just... We just, like, talked on the phone just a little while ago.
You did?
Yeah.
That's weird. What were you guys talking about?
Well, I mean, it's a private conversation. I don't really think I, you know.
Well, she told us that you hadn't gotten back to her, so that's kind of strange. Have you not seen her since you guys hung out?
No, I haven't seen her since we hung out. No, I mean.
Oh, all right. I must have misunderstood her email then. Probably because she might feel like you're blowing her off then since you guys haven't seen each other.
Well, I'm not blowing her off. We talk. I just talked to her like a little while ago, like I said.
Right. But sometimes people like string you along and talk to you when they don't actually have plans of meeting up. I guess she's been trying to get together and you haven't like hung out with her.
I'm not exactly sure how comfortable I'm talking about this with you guys. But I mean, she knows my situation and she knows I have trouble getting away sometimes, you know?
What's your situation?
Well, I mean, I'm not really going to go into detail about my personal life and situation and everything, but you know, I'll call her and I'll tell her everything's cool.
And by cool, do you mean like that you like her?
Man, you guys are pushy, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Like, she emailed us and she obviously has some insecurities.
You know, she did tell us that she is like a little shy and nervous about asking you something too.
Nervous? No, yeah. She shouldn't be nervous.
Well, we talked to her, you know, a little bit about how you guys hung out, and she's been wanting to kind of get together again. And she mentioned that she's been wanting to talk to you about going away for a weekend, like a weekend getaway. Would you be down to do that with her?
Yeah, it sounds great. But I'll talk to her about it.
All right.
Whoa, what was that?
It was a sound of you
Brett,
sucking.
This is that's the sound that we use for something we do called the Awkward Tuesday phone call. This actually wasn't a second date.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
it's an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Have you heard of that one?
I've not heard of that one. I don't understand. What are you guys talking about?
Okay, oh. Well, that is a segment we have on the show where if you have some sort of a difficult conversation to bring up with somebody, you can email us, and then usually you have the conversation with them on the air while we listen. But today we kind of had it for your girlfriend.
Wait, what?
Yeah, your girlfriend, and she's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Oh, you're awful.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. Nope.
Brett, are you kidding me? Who's Bianca? You want to go out of town with Bianca?
It doesn't even matter who Bianca is. Bianca's nobody.
What?
Oh, really?
Yes, it matters who Bianca is. You just basically admitted you're having a full-on relationship with Bianca, who knows that you're already having a girlfriend, and you're cheating. You're such a cheater.
I am not having a full-on relationship with somebody. She's just a friend.
Oh, bull crap.
No, she's not a friend.
Well, hang on. First of all, how do you even know about her? I mean, how did you find out her name?
Because I saw the text messages on your phone from Bianca. That's how.
Okay, well, that's a big violation of my privacy. You know
oh,
that, right?
Please. Oh, Brett, please. And what idiot that's cheating actually leaves the real name in the phone and doesn't lock it? You're so stupid.
That should tell you that I'm not cheating, shouldn't it?
You're not cheating.
Yeah, then if you're not cheating, then what's it all about?
I'm confused. What are you talking about? What was cheating?
What?
I'm talking about the whole conversation you just had with everybody on the radio, you Ed.
Having a conversation is cheating now. Having a conversation with people on the radio is now cheating to you.
Because you're talking to everybody about going away with this person for a weekend, and I saw your text messages.
Hang on. I just said that because these radio people wouldn't stop asking.
Oh,
I just wanted to get
yeah.
off the phone
yeah, sure.
my day.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're just friends. Friends hang out sometimes. Friends text
yeah,
sometimes.
Who the hell goes away on a weekend vacation with a friend? You want to go with this girl like away for a weekend so you can cheat
on
her.
I don't want to go away with this girl on a weekend. This is the first I've heard about it.
What?
I was
going to
ask you if you wanted to come along.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
I don't believe that for a second, Brett.
He's totally full of and here's the thing, Brett. Like, there's no such thing as a friend that doesn't know your significant other. That's not a friend.
You still haven't explained your relationship with her other than saying it's a friend.
Yeah.
We're friends. That's all.
Yeah, but how? But how are you friends? Where'd you meet? And how are you friends? And why are you hanging out with her without telling your girlfriend?
This is not a conversation that I want to have with complete strangers over the radio.
Well, have it with your girlfriend who's on the phone right now then.
Yeah, and so are you guys. I don't want to.
Okay, here's the thing, Susan. You don't even care at this point. You need to dump this loser. He's obviously cheating on you. He's obviously lying to you. He obviously thinks you're a freaking idiot.
What
like, you
not?
Shouldn't even waste any more time. Who cares who Bianca is? Move
you know
on.
What? You know what, Brett? Now I know how it is. I'm just going to go out tonight, and I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. So you know what? I won't be home tonight, but I will just be out having a great time with whoever I want to be having a good time with.
You're overreacting, okay?
That's not.
Nothing. That is unnecessary.
You're getting coffee with Bianca. You want to go on a vacation with Bianca. Well, you know what? I want to go meet up with whatever, whoever, wherever, and that's what I'm going to do, and you'll see how you like it.
Oh, so going out, to, like having a cup of coffee with somebody and then getting radio people to tell me that they want to go on this fictional like weekend getaway or something suddenly is like going out and having fun with whoever you want to have fun
totally
with. That's not
bored.
The same thing at all. I have not done anything.
But here's the thing. Like, why are you even in a relationship with Susan? You obviously want to start something if you haven't already with Bianca. Like, why don't you just cut ties with Susan, do it like a real man would, be honest with where you're at, and move on?
Well, obviously, everybody over there's already made up their mind, so there's no point in talking about it any further now. So, yeah, you and I'll talk about this later.
And he's gone.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Well, Suzanne, I guess your gut feeling was right.
Yeah, I mean, I knew something was up with him.
Well, I guarantee you there's a lot of people wondering where you're going to be headed tonight, for sure.
Oh,
a lot of thirsty dudes on the text message board. What are you
going
to do?
Going downtown?
Yeah. Not what are you going to do tonight. I don't mean what are you going to do tonight. I mean, with him, what are you going to do?
Honestly, like, I'm so pissed right now.
Yeah.
But I'm not really going to go out with people tonight or something and go hook up because that's not me. But I think that it definitely gave him, like, a scare just to know, like, oh, if you think you're going to cheat on me, you're not, you know.
So, wait, you're going to stay with him? I mean, like, you guys are going to continue?
Yeah.
For real?
I know you don't have physical evidence, but it's pretty obvious, right?
He is not someone you should trust. You deserve more than this.
I mean, we've been together for over a year, and we've been through a lot. And I think it's just like, you know, every couple goes through stuff like this. And,
they don't.
You know.
So what you're saying is even if he was trying to cheat on you or cheating on you, you're still going to get back together with him?
Well, I mean, obviously, like, I have some stipulations. Like, he's definitely not talking to Bianca ever again. But, I mean, right. I think, like, that as long as, like, he's learned his lesson, then we can totally move forward and just, like...
Girlfriend, well, you need to go out with your girls tonight and tell them exactly what went down, and hopefully someone will talk some sense into you.
I think I know him better than you do, so...
Okay.
All right, well, hey, at least Suzanne, the makeup sex is going to be amazing.